It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. Time now to hit the skins. We do it every morning at 7 o'clock. That's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. Remember, don't sleep. Makes you great.
All right, guys. Big day. Big night for your boys. Wonder when people are going to start tailgating at home, Cakes. When are they going to start pouring their first drinks?
I think tailgating for a Monday night, or like pre-gaming for a Monday night football game.
4 or 5 p.m.?
Four,
even at home?
4 or 4.30.
Guys going to be out on their backyard, like grill.
Sure,
why not? Get their TVs, roll them out to
Sounds
the deck.
Like a great plan.
Start cooking some chickens,
yep.
Steak.
Mm-hmm. Burgers.
8:15, ESPN. Yep. Bengals are favored by, I believe, 7.5 on FanDuel.
Yep. 46.5
is your total.
46.5 is the total. Against the spread, the Commanders are 1-1. The Bengals are 1-1. Of course, the Bengals are 0-2, off to an unfortunate start. The first one's the weird one. That's the one they lost to the Patriots. Mm-hmm. And then they had that, it was like a shootout with the Chiefs, right?
Yep.
Like, I mean, that
26-25, I think it was the final.
Could have gone either way. So yeah. they looked a lot better in week
well,
two.
Well, remember in that game, the Chiefs had 4th and 16, and Mahomes bounced out of the pocket, threw it down the field, and there was a pass interference call. So it set up the game-winning field goal.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was a pass interference.
I mean,
if I remember it correctly. He hit him a little early.
Yeah.
So you got to call it.
I agree.
When you kind of look at where, and it's only 2 weeks, so you don't make too much of it. but just looking at the rankings, the Commanders overall, their offense, the somewhat criticized Cliff Kingsbury offense, 10th overall. I guess in terms of yardage, rushing their 6th, passing 19th. There's an interesting stat that I saw, that 37.9% of Washington's wide receiver targets have come from behind the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
Do you know
a lot
what the
of
league
sideways
average
passes.
Is?
I think it's like 10%.
Yeah, it's 11%. Like 11%. Yeah.
11%. So I think a big part of that is they're just trying to slowly acclimate Jaden. I don't think this is a staple of Kingsbury's offense per se, but we need to see Jaden start to look downfield a little bit more, and Kingsbury needs to open it up a little bit more. Hopefully
you started to
will.
See that in the second half of the last game.
I agree.
You know, he had a couple downfield passes to Noah Brown, also to Zach Ertz, so you're going to need more of that. The troubling thing for me in this game, when you bring up rankings, and I don't even know the exact rankings, is going to be Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins against the Commanders' secondary and the Commanders' lack of a pass rush. It's a deadly combination.
Well, the difference is I disagree with you. You will just have a fundamental disagreement. Most people, other than you, thought we had a good pass rush in week one. It came from the interior part. Week two, I agree. They didn't really have a great pressure. And they've really haven't gotten anything from their ends. So if you're looking at from their ends,
and they're out on ends.
This would be a great time for Dorrance Armstrong to step up and make a statement and show why they actually gave him some decent money to come
here
from
Dallas. Has he been on the field? Because I haven't noticed.
I mean, he's played in both of the first two games, but he hasn't made that much of an impact.
They haven't called his name once.
Yeah, they're also taking a hit because, you know, as pedestrian as Cleveland Farrell is, he's a former very, very high draft pick. He has made a few plays. He's going to be out for this game.
Yep.
So that should mean, even though Johnny Newton is still on a pitch count and not expected to play a full game, I think with Farrell being out, Jamin Davis should be up again. And listen, you can say what you want about Jamin. He does have that get-off. And he does have that potential to bring some pressure from the outside, which we haven't really seen in 2 weeks. Forbes is still nursing the thumb injury. I listened to John Keim in his pod, and he said they don't expect him to play this week. They expect him next week. You may think, oh, that's no big loss, but we don't have anybody other really than St. Juice that's distinguishing himself.
This is a good one for him to sit out because he would be abused by either Ja'Marr Chase or T. Higgins. So it's probably better for him to just nurse the thumb injury, get back against Arizona in week four.
I think by the numbers, though, Sandstrill's given up the most touchdowns and St. Juice is second.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think, John mentioned that the staff is happy with St. Juice. He's doing he's the only one kind of doing what they're asking.
Yeah.
He's the one guy that is somewhat performing.
And the truth is, he was in position on at least one of those touchdowns to Mike Evans.
A couple of them. Yeah. I like St. Juice. I think his skill set is decent.
I got to think Zach Taylor and whoever the OC is are going to look at the secondary for Washington and say, all right, we've got one of the best three or four receivers in the league. We've got to target him 13 to 15 times.
Plus they get Higgins back coming off the hamstring injury. And Mike Gesicki's been productive at tight end. So Joe Burrow.
Because they haven't been great at running the ball.
Right. He's got a lot of options to throw to. And look, what better secondary to exploit than the Commander secondary?
I mean, it just makes sense.
Yeah.
Right.
I wish I knew. I also was telling Drab, I think, before the show, as I was driving in, I often listen to like YouTube videos, and there's a guy, I don't know who does it. It just says tape analysis. Mm-hmm. That's the profile.
Right.
And whoever's doing it sounds like an ex-quarterback or something because he knows the offense very, very well. He was really high on what Jaden is doing so far. Mm-hmm. Even on some incompletions, He's throwing guys open. Like there was a play in particular. You remember when Ertz went over the middle and then he threw it to him before he even turned his head, and Ertz was interfered with. So he drew a flag, but the analyst was like, "That's perfect. He's anticipating." Remember how Robert would wait until guys get open,
sure,
and then he would pull the trigger. Mm-hmm. Jaden is, it's been a point of emphasis to get rid of the ball quickly. I think that's part of the reason why they're throwing it 38% of the time behind the line of scrimmage, which is maddening. But Jaden seems to be going through his progressions and getting rid of the ball quickly, throwing guys open. So that's good. He still doesn't have a touchdown pass, which ain't great.
Right.
But I think that's going to happen.
Bo Nix still doesn't have one.
Now, it may not happen.
I think anybody other than freaking the rookies, I only think Caleb has it.
Caleb.
If it happens tonight, that would be a little surprising because the Bengals are allowing 128 passing yards per game so far.
They're going to try and pound the football against them.
They're stoning people through the air at this point. So,
yeah. The Bengals, offensively, overall, just in terms of yardage, they rank 24th. Rushing-wise, 30th. So they really have had a hard time getting that running game going. Burrow was a little off in week one, week two. They're trending in a better direction. They're 16th, middle of the pack. Scoring, bottom third. Defensively, that's where they stand out, as Cakes mentioned. Against the pass, tied for second in the league.
Here's the bright spot for the Commanders. If you look at the Bengals injury report, Chris Jenkins is questionable. Sheldon Rankins, defensive tackle, out. And B.J. Hill, another big defensive tackle, is doubtful. But if you're listed as doubtful, you're not playing. Mm-hmm. So I would imagine that the Commanders are going to be run heavy again, especially against a secondary that's tough to move the ball on.
I just wonder if the defense can improve. I just don't know what
you can improve. Here's how they can improve. Control the football. The one thing you can draw on from last week's game with the Giants was you keep your defense off the field. Mm-hmm. They dominated time of possession early. Remember the first quarter? We had the ball on one drive for like 9 minutes.
Yep.
Right? So I honestly think that's kind of the answer.
I'm just looking
at... They have to just dominate the time of possession and just limit their time with the football.
I think that's fair, and I think defensively maybe you just got to throw the kitchen sink at Joe Burrow and just blitz like crazy
and
roll the dice.
But eventually that's going to come back to haunt you because they're going to recognize that.
Although,
Chase will be open and he'll go for a deep.
It's working for the Vikings and Brian Flores. They're blitzing like crazy, and it's affected, I think, against the Niners. Didn't Brock Purdy, was very complimentary of the Vikings defense. And then yesterday, of course, against C.J. Stroud. But what I just worry about is, and this is a very simple analysis, but If Baker Mayfield throws four touchdown passes and then Daniel Jones comes in and throws two touchdown passes, I don't think either threw a pick. Why wouldn't Joe Burrow have a big game? Like, he should, on paper, have a big game against his commander's defense.
Common sense says that's going to happen.
He should feast on this defense.
Common sense says that's going to happen, but just look at how unpredictable the league was this week.
Well, the thing that doesn't work in my mind in the favor of the Commanders is, to me, the league has a way of kind of evening itself out, right? So nobody thinks Tampa is some juggernaut. So they lose kind of an unexpected game at home. They're 2-1. 2-1 is a good start for Tampa Bay. And here, nobody expects Cincinnati to be 0-3.
Nope, I don't.
That's true. Listen, they're overwhelming favorites, and they should be.
But if Washington controls the clock, mm-hmm. like you're saying, and Daniels, you know, plays mistake free and doesn't turn the ball over,
yep.
who knows?
Let me ask you something. What about, remember, in week one, Frankie Louvu really was kind of invisible for me. Mm-hmm. I was kind of down on him, and then week one. Week two, I did see him flying all over the field more, making some plays. He clearly has the most juice in his legs, I think, of that linebacking core.
Looks like it, yeah.
Wagner is just like, I mean, even DQ, I think, said, like, Wagner is like, his deal is like 3 yards in it. It's mm-hmm. like, you know, mm-hmm. right in
he's
that
a little, close quarters
he's
guy.
He's a close quarters yeah. guy. And they love what he's doing, mm-hmm. and they know that's what he does, but he's not going to cover the whole field. What about Blitzen Louvu? Did when he was at Carolina, did they blitz him a lot?
I'd have to look up his stats there.
He seems to have some juice. And, you know, delayed blitzes, just something to throw Burrow off maybe a little bit.
Juice!
I don't know. I'm grasping. Drabby, you want to give your...
Oh, yeah. What about the
I want to hear your celebrity interaction. Yeah.
This is my stars, they're just like us moment.
Very right? good. You guys yes.
Oh, sorry. So somebody was doing something very normal, getting gasoline
by the way,
or something.
Before that, Louvu had 7 and 5.5 sacks the last 2 years in Carolina.
So he does
here.
Pressure a little bit.
He's got it in his profile.
Valdez is smiling because he's going to join on me. But all right, Saturday.
As you already know the story.
Yeah, I was telling him earlier. Yeah. Saturday, I was with my girls. We're running errands, and we make a stop off at 7-Eleven right outside my house.
Love it.
To get them
big gulp, super big gulp.
I was gonna get them some juice and a snack, right?
Okay. What are you getting juice. For daddy?
Yeah.
What was daddy?
You're not going to 7-Eleven.
I mean, the big gulps are 99 cents. I don't know what. It's impossible to go in there and not get.
It's one of the greatest bargains in the country.
So note the cork. He's getting big gulps. Yeah. Go ahead.
Diet Pepsi.
Yeah. Right. Good. All right. It's fine.
All right. I walk in.
That's his trainer, Cork.
It's fine. Yeah. It's okay. Cork can zip it. Yeah. Everybody wants 32 ounces of Diet Pepsi goodness.
Put a cork in it.
Yeah.
I immediately recognize someone who has his back to me and his hood up on his sweatshirt.
Okay.
Because he doesn't want to be recognized. But you immediately, how
immediately
did you recognize him?
Because I know his build and I've... And
you immediately knew who he was. It was some jack dude.
There's just not a lot of cool-looking guys in 7-Eleven hanging out, you know, and like
why trendy besides clothes. You look from behind.
Trendy clothes, I could tell.
Yeah.
And I've seen him there before. It was Terry McLaurin. All right?
Oh, very nice. Guy.
What was he getting? What was he buying?
All right, make of this what you will, Cakes.
Okay, yes.
He was getting a blue raspberry Slurpee.
Delicious. Silly. So good.
Big Slurpee.
They're so
one
good.
Of us.
One.
Right? He wanted a little
us.
Sugar. Yeah. He needed a little sugar.
Right? Yeah. But he had his back to me.
Pass
so
the sugar.
All right. He didn't recognize, but I immediately kind of walked by. I knew it was him.
Yeah.
I walk in. I get the big gulp right next to him. And I kind of make a lap and get the stuff for my
you
girl.
You go up to him now because you know he's the world's nicest guy.
I know he's the world's nicest guy. And I've seen him there before. And I had a really cool run in with him where I was very smooth. And I said, hey, what's up, Terry? And he was very kind and walked by me. I panicked.
Oh,
I choked. I literally choked to death.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, drab.
Well, you don't have to have an interaction with the guy.
I know, but I feel like I had to.
Let the guy live.
Why? Let him live. Yeah, I should have just let him live.
You could have scurried away.
Yeah, let the guy
I'm
live.
I'm standing behind him, and it's just me and Terry and some guy who's taking 7 years to check out.
Oh,
I felt like I had to say something.
Yeah.
So I pretend to go look at the cookies. At the register.
Oh my God.
So I could walk back by him again.
Yeah. It's a fake pass.
It's like a high school chick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I walk back by him and I say, hey, what's up, Terry? Good luck tomorrow.
On Saturday.
Oh, Saturday.
That's all right. Okay. No big deal.
No.
Did he correct you?
He said, hey, thanks, man. And then I stand behind him and it's like a foot behind him.
Yeah.
And it's just me and Terry for what seems like an hour.
You could smell his deodorant.
What is this guy buying in front of you?
I don't know. It's like taking an elevator ride.
So were you tortured because you didn't know if you should continue the interaction or you were waiting for him to feign interest in you? He didn't give a crap about you.
I know. Yeah. I know. It was like being in an elevator with the world's hottest chick to the top of the Sears Tower. Yeah. And you literally are choking and you don't know what to say.
Yeah, you're just paralyzed.
I was paralyzed. Yeah. And I didn't want to come across as a fanboy.
Also, Terry,
you
Terry thinks.
Have. That's too bad. You already have.
Terry thinks he doesn't know ball, too. Because he said good luck tomorrow.
I didn't even realize my mistake at the time.
Yeah. He thinks you're a loser.
It's just a loser. So Terry moves ahead. He finally checks out. I literally don't say one word out. I'm choked, like saliva in my mouth. I'm not because I'm nervous, because I'm choking because I realize I should be able to say something and have a normal conversation, and I can't.
Yeah.
And
you're starstruck.
I was starstruck. Yeah. Normally, I don't care.
Yeah. No Riz.
Yeah. Zero Riz. I'm choking.
The anti-Riz
lore. He turns around after he checks out. I can't even believe he remembered me saying hi to him.
Yeah.
Turned around and said, "Hey, man, really nice meeting you. Have a great day."
What a great kid.
Wow.
He's the nicest guy.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, he's a nice dude.
He's the nicest guy.
He's a 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10, man.
He didn't want to be recognized, didn't care.
Yeah.
But super, super nice guy.
Yeah, wow.
Every time.
And I've heard, dude, somebody told all of us, right, that they had an interaction with, I think we were all together. I can't remember who it was. And Terry just came up and talked to his kid. Oh, I think
it was Farley.
It was Farley.
Farley went to training camp.
Yeah.
And his kid set down his football that he had brought to get signed by a bunch of the players. And some jerk stole the football.
Somebody stole the football.
Ruined the kid's day.
Oh, that's right.
Farley's kid is bawling his eyes out, as he should. He's like I don't know how old he was.
Five or six.
Five or six. Young
I'd
kid.
Cry.
A Redskins staffer, or I'm sorry, commander staffer sees what's going on. Like, why, you know, what's the issue? Farley explains it to him. He says, "Hold on. Come back here. We'll make you whole. We'll take care of you." Terry takes 2 or 3 minutes, talks to the kid, signs the ball, makes it out to him.
A picture with him.
Yeah, he's like, just goes way above and beyond in being a nice guy.
And I'm sure if we open the lines, we get 100 people say the same thing.
Totally.
Yeah. Literally the world's nicest guy.
What would you have said to Terry if you were
me? I'm not that way.
He wouldn't have said anything.
I would have said Jackola. I would
you guys mind your business? You don't even say hi. Like, no comment.
Unless I have a personal relationship with the guy.
Yeah.
The big fantasy day from you.
I wouldn't mention that stuff. Yeah.
I think he did fine, other than you said Sunday.
More targets, I know this. Deeper targets.
When people say, and obviously we're like a Z level, right? Compared to like our skin. But when people say hi to us and they're always like, "Oh, sorry to bother you," it really isn't a bother. I love it because it means, you know, people are listening. Sure. So I actually love it when people come up and say hello. And so it's a different level with the commander, you know, football player. I just don't like to bother him.
I think you throw him big fan or best. I think
you did
okay.
I probably would have said sup. You know,
sometimes I might say big fan.
Sup, Terry, big fan.
Big fan, because you don't know, whatever.
Jason's the king of that. And I believe he drove off in his Lamborghini SUV.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Of course.
So he wasn't that undercover.
You make $20 million a year.
Yeah. Dude, somebody, I won't say who. I heard a story about around town that's known for having a Lamborghini collection. Okay?
Collection. Okay.
And he said that he got rid of them because, like, every 2 years or so, he had to get, like, a new belt for it or something. Yeah. And it would cost, like, $20,000 to get the new Lamborghini
belt. Well, when your car costs $275,000 or $300,000, the parts are expensive.
After literally decades of having these cars, he's like, "I don't need, what am I doing?"
Right.
And just got rid of them.
Right.
You know?
Simplifying his life.
Yeah. I mean, the upkeep on these things is unbelievable.
Can you imagine the insurance on a Lamborghini?
My buddy, one of the volleyball dads, he drives a beautiful 750.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He actually said, no, this was for his wife's Porsche.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Wife's Porsche. They needed new brakes and tires and something else.
$11,000. First world problems.
Yeah, but I mean, it's
but if
crazy.
You can afford the car,
if you can afford it, I guess
you're going to be able to afford the tires.
I guess
it still stings.
But you don't need to spend that much. I mean,
no, I know.
That's crazy. Anyway,
but McLaurin probably never
nice interaction.
Never even blinks.
It just cements. And listen, I've said this before too. I know we got to go to break. I'm not that charitable. I like to give money, but I don't like to do things. Whenever I have done something with like a Commander/Skin.
Mm-hmm.
They're the nicest guys.
Super nice.
They do so much charity.
Yep.
They're just butt nice. They, you know, maybe somebody somewhere is paying them. I don't think so, though. I think they're just doing charity, a lot of these things. And I think sometimes these guys get a bad rap. Like, you think that they're jerks.
Yeah.
They're good dudes on the whole.
I mean, for the most part.
I would say on the whole. Yeah, good dudes. Probably better than radio guys.
Yeah. Hit the Skins. We're going to get back to the Commanders Bengals a little bit later. Mo Egger, who covers the Bengals in Cincinnati for ESPN 1530. He'll join us at 8:20. But next, the Nationals had to send somebody to the minors. We'll get into that here on the Junkies. It is a
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Burgundy Gold Game Day on the Fan, presented by Rood. Is your cooling system letting you down? Score a touchdown with Rood and experience peak performance. Dominate the season with unmatched cooling power and visit RUUD.com. If it ain't Rood, it ain't right. We'll get back to football in a little. But we wanted to turn our attention to this C.J. Abrams story. So C.J. Abrams, shortstop for the Washington Nationals, made the All-Star team this year. 23 years old, has 20 home runs on the year, and he was optioned with just 8 games remaining in the season to the minor leagues. Why was he optioned? Well, apparently he was out all night gambling at a casino till 8 in the morning.
He was there till 8 in the morning before a 1 p.m. start game. That day.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
so they probably had to be at the at Wrigley by, I'm guessing, 10 or 11, 10, 10:30.
Yeah.
At the latest.
So he got no sleep. He can't sleep. Perform. No. I actually love what Rizzo did.
I love it too.
I love it. Send your ass. I don't care if you're an all-star.
Not taking it.
Send your ass down to single A.
You think he's going to let that happen on his watch from a 23-year-old kid?
No.
No chance.
I mean, can you imagine how pissed Riz was?
Oh, it had to be volcanic.
Oh, I'm sure.
So he actually played in the game. He was 0-for-3 with a walk in the game.
Of course he was.
He was at Bally Casino until 8 a.m., 1 p.m. game. Prior to that, he was 8 for his last 17.
That doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter one bit.
Can't
he went 4-for-5 the night
with
before.
No sleep. He had no sleep.
Yeah.
He had no sleep.
Look, you're a professional athlete. There's curfews now, in place for reasons. You can't stay out until 8 a.m. for a 1 p.m. first pitch.
Now, I've done that, something similar, where I've been up till 2 in the morning, and I'm in here and ready to go at 6. But
right. You can actually talk.
This is not me running around the bases. And yeah, this is not me
can't play baseball.
At bats in a Major League Baseball game. It's a different animal.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I love what he did.
You know, now, Michael Jordan was famous for doing this sort of thing.
Right.
And then putting up 40 points.
Well, that's one thing. If you're Michael, you can do whatever you want. C.J. Abrams can't just do whatever he wants.
He's not Michael Jordan.
I didn't know that C.J. Abrams likes to chase the dragon.
You've never seen him at MGM?
I was unaware. I've never seen him. Yeah. Never. He's in a different part of the casino. Like, it sounds like he's probably more in the high limit area. Right. I'm just going up trying to set over set people in the poker room. He's not wasting his time with that.
Has there been any comment from CJ?
Oh, I don't know.
Rizzo's comments were very general.
No, I think it's an internal issue. You just you're laying as low as possible, and you just want to take your medicine and hopefully learn your lesson from this going forward. Don't do it again. I mean, it's not a great look. I mean, he's being publicly shamed and humiliated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this should be a wake up call for him. Like, next time he's near a casino, he's got to have a governor on. He can't stay there until 8 a.m. when he's got a 1 p.m. start the next day.
What's the rumor? How much did he lose? I mean, this is just a rumor. Someone is saying.
I hadn't heard this rumor.
Someone said
180 grand, but who knows?
I mean, it could be
someone just looking at chips going, oh, right.
We've all been there. You're eyeballing it. You're stuck. You don't want to go home until you get unstuck.
You want to make it a little bit back. I've never been stuck 180 grand
no,
in
but
one
you're
sitting.
Stuck. But what relative.
I know, sure. Like, you're chasing stuck. The money.
Yeah.
Did you see the picture of him sitting at the roulette wheel?
I did see the picture.
I don't know how it's 180K. He was only betting like $300 on black.
Yeah, whoever saw it probably just
and then I saw
guessing.
He had one more black chip out there, like covering four numbers.
He might have been down to the felt.
Down to the nubbins.
I mean, you know.
Maybe that was at 7:59
a.m. Yeah, who knows when they took that pick. Probably didn't take
it
right.
Yeah, we need a timestamp on this pick.
Yeah.
Mm. Did you see the argument about how Mike handled it, saying it was poorly handled?
What's the argument?
That come contract time and re-signing, you know, if you're being publicly humiliated by your GM, it's less likely that you'll want to stay with the GM and the team that is humiliating.
That's fine. You can't let the inmates run the asylum. It's fine. If we lose them, we lose them.
I would guess most.
You're basically over them.
I'm standing on principle. You can't. Yeah. So I understand. You might. But who cares? Who cares if I lose the guy that's going to come up occasionally and perform on no sleep and not give me his full value?
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of am over him. You're going to have to really.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Matt.
Really prove
Matt,
himself.
They control him until 2028. So it's not like he's just stepping away next year.
I know, but if you're playing the long game, you're looking down the road, and it's 2028. And
yeah, but you got.
I would assume.
So you would argue then, what kind of repercussions would you argue then? Just an internal fine might not be enough.
You just bench him for the rest of the year, or give him a fake injury.
Well, they did bench him.
I know, but just
yeah. But why give him cover? Like, I think what Mike is doing is just old school. We're not doing this. Yeah.
Some GMs might do that.
Yeah,
but Mike said, "F it."
Yeah,
and it's going to cost you about 28 grand.
Yeah, and yeah. if we end up losing CJ Abrams, that's fine.
Well, that's 4 years down the road. So
yeah.
I mean, they could trade him.
If we lose him, he's got to look in the mirror. It's not Rizzo's fault.
He knows he effed up. I'm sure he does. I mean, who? I don't know if he apologized to
That's
Mike.
That's a good question. Was he contrite?
Yeah. Or did he try and defend himself, or did he apologize
did he
to Mike?
Say,
my bad.
Like, F you.
Yeah.
That's where I'd wonder, where's this guy's head at? I mean, clearly, he was out too late, but.
Did he have drinks?
Is this a pattern?
Don't know.
Anybody in the picture? Can you notice if he was like,
no,
drinking
there was
all
no,
night?
There's no drinks in the
there's
picture.
There's nothing in front of him in the rail. There's seemingly no chips in front of him either, which is not a great optic.
It's a very down bad face, too. Yeah.
Has he been known as an attitude guy?
Well, I've never known that. No, all they've done is hype this kid up.
Because I saw in our comments when I put up a post on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thejunks, somebody said that he had been, but I've never seen that.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to Gage in D.C. Gage, what's up, buddy? You're on with
hey,
the Junks. What do you
doing?
Think?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, first of all, it's kind of funny that the Junkies are ripping somebody that gambles a lot. But anyway.
No, I don't care that he gambles, actually.
We're fine with him gambling. He just can't do it until 8 a.m. when
right.
he has a game. 5 hours later,
I could care less.
Even though I did,
gambling.
I did walk straight from the blackjack table to the whatever studio we were doing the show from back at the Borgata.
Right.
Yeah.
Whatever
yeah.
bar
the,
we were at.
The center bar.
Right. Yeah, the center bar. Yeah.
That's part of our shtick.
Yeah, yeah, but we're not professional.
That's
athletes.
A little different.
It's part of our charisma.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Gage.
3 weeks ago, I get a text from a buddy and said, "Hey, do the Nats play today?" And I said, "You know, Saturday. What time?" And I said, 1:00. And he said, "Well, CJ Abrams is here."
Uh huh.
And I'm leaving the casino, MGM, at 6 a.m., and he's still there.
So it's a pattern of behavior. It's a pattern.
It is. But he, I said, is he on a heater? And he said, not really. He's not betting a lot.
Yeah.
And I said, what's he playing? He said, Baccarat and Blackjack. Mm-hmm. But every dealer knew him, and he goes there all the time.
Yeah.
So this is a pattern.
That's what it is.
It's not.
Yeah.
But
that makes sense to me.
Hey, J.A. from Olney here knows his pain. He knows the throes of addiction, if that's the case.
Say, how has Cakes not run into him?
Well, that's because
he's not playing poker. Yeah, he doesn't play over there.
Special guest bounty, yeah, C.J. Abrams.
Right.
He's got time now.
You knock him out, you get 180K.
Thank you, Gage.
This is a pattern. This is a pattern.
No. Yeah. All right. Well, I can't confirm that, but I hear you. Thank you, buddy.
I'm not surprised one bit.
Thank you.
Not surprised one bit.
Have you seen Allen Iverson? Isn't he like a regular?
Oh, I haven't seen him in person, but I've heard that
there's
he's there
some crazy
a lot.
Stories about
I've
Iverson.
I've heard him he's at MGM times. National Harbor a ton.
I've seen him multiple times. Yeah.
Again, he's a guy that I wouldn't expect to see grinding in the poker room. Like, he's going to be at either Blackjack or Baccarat,
correct.
Most likely.
I've also seen...
And also losing a ton.
Like, could be, yes.
Max Scherzer. But, you know, I don't think anybody thinks Max has a problem either. In fact, I think Max was overserved when I saw him.
Overserved. The one I like to use, too.
Yeah.
I was overserved. Bartenders didn't know what they were doing.
Not your fault.
No.
Yeah. Listen, again, I don't care about his gambling problem or lack of problem. It means nothing to me. But you got to get full rest. I'm a stickler. I don't like guys partying before games. I don't like any of this stuff. I'm out on all that. I don't like going to the club when we got games coming up. I don't like that stuff.
I just think there's got to be a rule. If there is a rule, if they had a curfew and he broke it.
Well, do you want to play the Keith Hernandez out? Hernandez hasn't played in 30 years, but he said back in the day, you'll hear it here, that it was like a loose curfew.
So did you see what happened with the Washington Nationals today?
I did see what happened.
Uh-huh. They're in Chicago, and they announced before the game that C.J. Abrams, their star shortstop, has been optioned to the minor leagues because apparently he stayed out late before reporting to the ballpark today.
Really late.
Yeah.
I can see 4 in the morning, but not 8 a.m. Spoken like a man with experience.
I mean, things have obviously changed in the game. Yeah. I mean, curfew was always a thing, but it was something that was only lightly enforced. But to send your starting shortstop to the minors with a week to go in the season because he was out late, fly ball right center field, and there's Castellanos. And that's the second out.
Although Mike Rizzo said not on his watch is someone staying out till 8 o'clock in the morning. Davey Johnson had a bed check for the 86 Mets. He said if the beds were in the rooms, then they checked out.
That's so great. That's so great.
You know, Chicago, it runs late, like New York. And there are some places to imbibe, and they don't get going till midnight.
There's Harrison Bader. How do you know that?
Well, from past experience, you can go into a club or a bar in Chicago at 11 o'clock and it's empty. You go back at 12:30, it's packed.
Yeah.
So I can't confirm this. This is from our friend Cody Betts at Cody Shook on Twitter, who used to work here, and he is a degenerate.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying the pick isn't from over the weekend that's widely circulating. He says this pick is from MGM National Harbor.
Right. Okay.
And by looking at it, it does kind of look like the runway in MGM National Harbor where you're looking at, is it Blossom, the center bar, before you get to the other side of the casino?
Okay.
And I can't make out the writing under the MGM. It does kind of look like MGM National Harbor, but I can't.
But isn't that how...
It says MGM on the table.
Huh?
It says MGM
on... But there could be... Like, he could be at an MGM property in...
No,
like,
he was at Bally's. The report was he was at Bally's.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure that's an old photo. That one
that
I saw.
Yeah. That's definitely
an old
photo
might
pick.
Be, but how was he caught? He was probably caught by someone taking a photo of him and tweeting it out, right?
Maybe, but that's not...
How else was he caught?
That's not from this... This photo is
somebody ratted him out
over the weekend.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but there's probably a picture of it. It's got to be a picture of it.
There are multiple people saying that he was at whatever Bally's properties in
maybe
the
security
loop
busted
until
him,
8 a.m.
Yeah, maybe
security busted him going back to the hotel at freaking 9 a.m., yeah. Bloodshot eyes. And
it makes you wonder how many times he's done this, you know, on road trips. Yeah. There's no way this was just the
I've
only time.
I've got to imagine this can't be the first time that something similar to this has happened.
Right.
I'm just guessing.
So if he's out in Arizona or in Milwaukee or right. I don't know where they have these casinos. I don't know how many states have them, but I can't imagine this is the first time he's done it.
Hey, bank local, cheer local, and business every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender. All right, a couple people want to chime in on the CJ Abrams situation. I was tweeting back and forth with somebody. Contextually, I think Mike Rizzo also is at a point of massive frustration. It's five straight losing seasons since they won the World Series. So you can send a message. Somebody said, well, what if they were in the playoff hunt? Would they have sent him down?
I don't know.
They're not.
I don't know. But I don't have a problem with it.
If they're one back of the wild card, I don't think they're sending
right.
I don't know if Mike.
I don't know if Mike rolls that way.
He's a different cat, though.
If you go against what he wants done, the way he wants it done,
he's a fiery Italian.
You're going to pay that toll.
But it's easier to send a message when nothing's at stake.
It's true.
Right, but I don't think it was some sort of just cheap message.
No, I don't think it's a PR stunt.
I think it's a real deal thing.
Oh, I agree, but.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm wondering. Maybe he's done this before, and Mike said, this happens one more time, I'm sending you down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wonder if there's been a pattern
of behavior. I don't doubt it. I mean, because let's put it this way. If you're going to miss, if you take curfew seriously, and maybe in Major League Baseball they don't take curfew seriously. I don't know.
I'm surprised they even have one, to be honest with you.
I'm not, because these teams, I mean, you're expected to get rest and be professional, but.
I'm guessing all the teams have
standards.
Got to have a curfew.
I mean, because otherwise guys just go
players
crazy.
On the road.
NFL teams probably have them.
You can't just let them be out till 4 in the morning when they have a game the next day or 8 in the morning, like in this case.
Yeah.
I mean, he got no sleep. He probably came home, took a shower, and went right to the freaking park.
But if you're going to miss a curfew
on the bus.
And you're 5 minutes late, that's one thing.
Sure.
When you're 8 hours, 9 hours, right. 10 hours, whatever it is, you didn't give a flying F about that curfew. That meant nothing to you.
And you're in a high-profile place where there's a million cameras and people walking around with phones. You know that you're not going to slip in there undetected.
Frankly. That's what I'm saying. The game means nothing to you.
That's what I'm saying, fellas. That's what I'm saying. I don't think if this was the first offense, he would say, all right, I'm sending you down to the minors
for
6 games for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know this for a fact, but I'm guessing this is multiple offenses.
I totally would guessing the same thing. Totally. All right, let's go to Josh in Vienna. Josh, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Morning.
What's up?
What's up?
Hey, buddy.
What do you think, Josh?
What you got?
So I happen to be the guy in the picture with CJ that's been going crazy at MGM.
Okay. Which guy are you? Right, is there how many guys are in the picture?
It's him and CJ Abrams.
You can't see me besides my shirt. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So go ahead.
So I was July 30th of 2023, so last year. I was just sitting there with my buddy playing roulette for a little too long. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden he walks up, throws down $500 on something. Doesn't hit and just walks right away. And he stays there the whole night. But he goes right into the into that Center Blossom Club tables the rest of the night. So I didn't keep seeing him, but I saw him again later, 2 a.m. But they played in New York that night. And he ended up having a 2-for-4, had a home run that day. Can't remember exactly the stat line, but.
What time of the day? What time was that?
It was at 10:35, I think, was the picture.
So he was probably blowing off curfew that night, too.
Yeah, because I posted on just Nats Central's Twitter account, and then that day, oh, look, I'm sitting here with CJ, but then it came back out 2 days ago. Pretty crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Josh. Appreciate it, buddy.
So it does seem like there's a pattern of behavior.
Thank you, random torso guy in the picture with CJ Abrams.
Yeah, I totally believe that.
And that's why Mike did that.
Yeah. But even... I wouldn't have a problem with doing it the first time. I honestly wouldn't. You're up till 8 a.m. Gambling, no sleep. You got to be at the park in an hour.
Well, I think if it's the first time, he's benched for that day, maybe multiple games. But I don't think you send him now because you're costing him $30,000 on his contract by doing that. So that's why it had to have been multiple offenses. That's pretty drastic to do that.
Mm-hmm. It is a drastic move.
Yeah.
Let's go to Robbie in Potomac. Robbie, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Good topic.
Thanks.
Anyway, I'm in the city back in the day with a few couples at a hot restaurant on Park Avenue South. About 2 in the morning, Captain Keith Hernandez is shuffling in and out of the bathroom
right.
with a known guy, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
We leave about 3:30, and the captain is shuffling about every 10 or 20 minutes. My friends and I were sports bettors at that time. We made a very, very large wager amongst four of us against the Mets.
All right.
They had a Sunday afternoon game. Captain Keith struck out 3 times. Bottom of the ninth, 2 runners on, struck out. We know Captain Keith had, you know, his dalliance.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that was those times. And as far as your play is concerned, I think your management absolutely did the right thing, the smart thing.
Mm-hmm.
But more than that, sounds like this guy may have a problem,
mm-hmm.
A gambling issue. And living where he lives and playing where he plays, they better nip that in the bud. And you guys keep up the good work and have a great day.
Thank you,
all right,
sir.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the call. Appreciate it.
Mm.
I guess I should care if he has a gambling problem, but honestly, I really don't care.
Because it's not your money.
Why.
You
it's
don't really care about that.
I mean, it's his own
as long as he's
life.
Gambling if, on roulette or I mean, blackjack.
Yeah. Right. If he wants to waste his money gambling, if he's that stupid,
yeah.
I mean, you know, whatever. You know, he makes a lot of money. No, probably could afford it, but no, who knows?
You should be worried because he's one step away from being completely felted that he will do something stupid.
Throw a game?
Yes.
Well, we don't know that.
And I'm just saying it's on the table.
If he throws a game, it'd be, great. It'd be great for the show. If he throws a game, it'd be great radio.
I like to gamble, and I'm not going to quit.
So you'd actually like him to throw a game?
No, I don't want him to.
Just tell us first.
Yes. If he throws
Give
a
us
game,
a tip.
It's a great. I mean, we'll get 2 weeks out of it.
I you're writing him off. I think that's unfair. He's 24. He's made a mistake. Let him take his whips here and come back next season and hopefully has a better attitude, better player.
No, I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. I know, but you're like, if he signs elsewhere, I don't care.
Well, 4 years from now? Yeah, I don't care. And
they're going to need him.
If he's holding up.
Well, he's part,
dude,
he's part of the.
He had a monster first half.
I know.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, but if
he
holds.
Then he started going at the casinos.
My point is, Drabby, if he holds
so
this punishment against us 4 years from now, I don't care. That's
well, that
just
would
on
be
him.
That would be ridiculous.
Right, that's
four
on
years.
Him.
If he's butthurt, he's got 4 years to get over it.
Right, right. I mean, this is all he created this problem. No one with the Nats created this problem. He created the problem. That's all.
It better change ASAP.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. You can also text the fan on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Same number, standard message and data charges may apply. You can hit us up on X at Junks Radio. Mo Egger from Cincinnati will join us at 8:20 to give us his perspective on the Monday Night Football game. Scott Abraham covers the Commanders for ABC7 at 9 o'clock here on The Fan.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.